The Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Tezvarim and Beis, when the Gemara is talking about owning dogs, owning pets, it seems to limit the prohibition to an evil dog, a kelav ra. And why? The pashtus and the Gemara goes through it because based on its a danger. Well, sasim dabavaseka, that the dog's gonna, as Gemara explains later on, and daf samach tesam abeis, the Mishnah about owning a dog, a dangerous pet, as Rashi writes, because the dog's gonna bite, bark, and frighten people, and the bark might cause a pregnant woman to miscarry. And so it seems to be, so we seem to paskin, the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be it's limited to an evil dog. So whatever an evil dog, whether it means barking, biting, so what animal, so pasha is a dog that doesn't bark, doesn't scare people, doesn't bite, it's chained up, so it shouldn't be an issue. In general, if Yaakov Emdin was against owning any dogs, except for security reasons or other financial reasons, but he says this to, as a pet companion, he wasn't too happy with it. It was a waste of time. It's chukas hagayim, and that's what the Sefer Chasidim quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid, that he says that by raising birds is a waste of time, and you're better off giving that money to an ani. However, those are more Midas Chasidas. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that you can own a dog, a pet, unless it causes harm or damage. So there's, someone point out, is a new shaila because no one had pets. The only dogs they had were in the farms, because it used to be the biggest problem was people died from hunger. So you didn't have money. You didn't have food to give to your pets. You were busy trying to keep yourself alive. Today, obesity is a bigger problem than starvation. So that's why today you have so many more pet owners, because people are much more affluent. So whatever the dog is, so there are certain dogs you're permitted to have in your home. So the question is then, what about feeding your animal, feeding your dog? So obviously you have to feed your dog. So there's a discussion in the Gemara, the poskim, who eats first. Do you eat first and feed the animal? Or do you give the animal food first? So the Gemara in Brachas, based on the Pasuk in Shema, on Mem Amud Aleph, states that the Pasuk says, The pasuk mentions first giving food for the animals, and then speaks of the person eating. So therefore, the Gemara deduces, and the Rambam paskins like that in Hilchos Avadim, it's probably true for your Eved as well. The first, you have to feed your animal, you have to feed your Eved, and then you can eat. So that seems to be an explicit Gemara in Brachas and Daf Mem Amud Aleph. So we see you have to feed your animals before yourself. The kasha is, it seems to go against what we have in the parsha, when I think it's Perachov Dalid Pasuk Yuches, when Avram's servant Eliezer meets Rivka at the well. So what does the pasuk say? She gives him some water to drink, and then gives water to all his camels. So first she gave him water, and then the animal. So we see that he ate before the animals. Or as we see later on, when God tells Moshe to bring water out of the rock, he says, for the people and then the animals. And as well, later on, when Perachov Dalid Pasuk Lamed Beis, Lavan invited Avram's servant Eliezer So he first fed the animals before feeding the servant himself. So we find different psukim that seem to say, on one hand, we find Lavan feeding the animals first, then we find Rivka feeding the people, and by Moshe Rabbeinu says the water out of the rock. So how do we reconcile the different psukim? So the Magen Avraham answers the Shaila, like quotes in the Sefer Chasidim, that depends what we're talking about. If we're talking about eating or drinking, the pasuk's always referring to eating. So when it comes to food, you first have to feed your animals, and then before you eat, or your avadim. But when it comes to drinking, we see that now you could drink yourself first before you give the animals. So that's what many poskim say. I love the Kaf HaChaim, who has a long discussion on it. He wants to say there is no difference between, even for drinking, one's animal comes first. So have, you know, the psukim with this Derek Sipor weren't teaching us any halachas. But regardless, we see the clear Musa Hasko is that since the achrayah is on you, you're taking care of some of those, you have to make sure they're taken care of before you take care of your own needs. So what is the nature of this prohibition? Is it a mina chasidus, a midas chasidus, or is it a strict, is it also a me'ikir hadin? So the Rambam writes that the chazal, the rabbis, used to feed their animals before they eat. And it's mashuv in the Rambam, it's a midas chasidus. That's why it's mashuv in the Shulchan Aruch. But he doesn't write explicitly you have an obligation. So from the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, it seems it's a midas chasidus. So Evidah Magad Aram quotes shitas that's an Issa Daraisa. So some say it's Issa Daraisa, Issa Drabbanan, but others weren't, it's a clear Issa. So the minig seems to be you feed the animal first, and then you feed yourself. Rav Yaakov Emdin makes an interesting point that perhaps the so halacha doesn't apply to our dogs or cats that live in the house. He says, but the cats and dogs or in general, so what he says, because maybe in your house it would. But he's saying that basically the domesticated farm animals are dependent on you. They can't get food anywhere. If you don't give them food, they're going to starve. So therefore, it's your obligation. You can't eat before you give them food. However, in general, cats and dogs could run around, go to the garbage can, go to other places. I mean, today, animals eat better than many humans. But back, even running around in the garbage, they could find food. So maybe there wouldn't be an obligation. However, he says, "Atz midas chasidus, you might as well feed your animal first." So even though he has a strong svara, maybe you can machalik between today and then. Of course, if your animal only lives in your house, and then obviously you'd be no different than the domesticated farm animal, you clearly would have an obligation to feed them first. So mainaf kamina, what's the practical difference besides who eats first, which is a big one? But there's a halacha the Gemara brings down, that there's a klal that we know once you make a bracha, you can't talk until you do the ma'isa mitzvah. So you do bedikas chametz until you start the bedika. So the Gemara talks about, let's say, they talk about Usually we don't talk between the Tila Shadayim and Hamotzi. And if you talk, or if you talk, actually, you make Hamot, so the luck is you make Hamotzi and then you talk, so Pasha, you have to make another bracha. You know, unless it's something with Sarah Chasuda, like you say salt. So they point out here that if you're speaking about feeding one's animals, so then it wouldn't be a hefsek of yitzarech, and therefore that wouldn't be you wouldn't have to make the bracha over again. So therefore, that would refer to eating. And it depends if it applies to drinking or not, so that will, whether one can interrupt and talk about giving the animal to drink, or is it limited to eat? That would depend on the machlokas over there. So generally speaking, we assume you can own a non-dangerous pet, and we seem to see different psukim where first the animal's fed, then you. On the other hand, we find sometimes giving to humans before. So the fundamental distinction is eating versus drinking. The psukim by drinking seem to say we come first. But when it comes to eating, the animals come first. And we assume, even though Shulchan Aruch and Rambam seem to say it's a midas chasidus, but other poskim seem to say it's a real din d'arais, a real din d'rabbanan, that you must feed the animals first, and that's why one's even allowed to be it's not considered a hefsek if in the middle of the bracha, in a situation on a place where you can't talk, but if you're doing it with so just like you could say story with tzarek suda, so too, talking about feeding the animals is with tzarek suda, because you can't eat before you give them food. And that's the mustahaska, as we mentioned, is that when it comes to feeding animals, the concept is, since we're responsible for them, so therefore one must take care of, before we worry about our own needs, one must focus on the other people's needs that we're responsible for first, and then afterwards we could eat baravchus.